listen to that music all night. That's the beautiful voice of Indigenous musician Garamul Yunupingu, who's recovering after a life-threatening incident in a Darwin hospital that his manager says may have been caused by racial profiling. Mark Gross is Garamul's manager. He says his client could have died after being left to bleed internally at the Royal Darwin Hospital over Easter. Mark joins me now on RN Drive. Mark, first of all, how is he recovering from this incident?
He's recovering very well, Patricia. He's up and about, and he's still in hospital and will be until Friday, but he's got his spirits back and is very chatty at the moment. So, yeah, he's on the road.
Tell us what happened on Easter Sunday.
I rang Garamul on Easter Sunday to, you know, see how he was going, and this was 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and he said to me, "Mark, I've just vomited blood." Now, he was living in Darwin because of a previous vomiting blood issue that we fully understood, and his specialist had asked him to remain in Darwin so he could be close to a hospital so he could get immediate treatment if he vomited blood again, and it's a condition that his specialist is treating ongoing, which has an end result of a number of minor surgeries and will be resolved. So ambulance came and picked him up, took him to the accident emergency department of the Royal Darwin Hospital. His private nurse, who is fully across all of his health issues, briefed the staff in the A&E department, who were all fantastic. And the A&E guys, after about 3 hours, sent him to the rapid assessment unit, which I believe is where you go from A&E if urgent action is needed. He arrived in that area of the hospital at about 1 a.m. in the morning. Someone then made a decision to wait until the morning, just keep him under observation until the morning. Now, his notes would have clearly and do clearly say vomiting blood is internal bleeding from a particular issue. At 5:30 in the morning, he had a massive vomit of blood again, and I think at 8 o'clock he had another massive vomit of blood. By this time, he descended into critical condition. He eventually got to surgery at, I think, 10 or 11 o'clock on Easter Monday morning. He had become a critical patient by this time, and after the operation, ended up in ICU to recover from this incident. So that's essentially the time frame of what's happened.
And you've said it was either racial profiling or incompetence.
Yep.
Do you concede that it's possible this incident could have nothing to do with Garamul being Indigenous? Is that a possibility?
Well, if it has nothing to do with him being Indigenous, then it, more than likely it's someone's incompetence. No one has been able to explain why patient whose condition is clearly marked in his notes and who was accompanied to hospital by a private nurse. No one has explained to me why that patient was left to bleed internally until they descended into a critical condition. Now, one thing I do know, that in his notes there is reference to him being a drinker, and that the assumption has been made that he is one of Darwin's long grass drinkers, as we call them, or long grass people living, homeless people. So the assumption is he's a drinker because of his condition. His condition is quite serious. The seriousness of his condition means that he's unlikely to survive, and therefore the assumption or the decision has been made to not treat him properly. So and the notes are very clear. The hospital notes are very clear. I think anyone reading them would look at them and go, they've made this decision on him being an alcoholic Aboriginal drinker. His condition is not related to drinking at all. He's not a drinker. And so my conclusion is incompetence or racial profiling.
And the Northern Territory Health Minister has come out very strongly today against your claims, labelling them reprehensible and disgraceful, very strong language.
Yes. He has.
But do you still feel very confident you were right to come publicly, come out publicly and make those claims?
Absolutely, because what the minister is saying and what the hospital is saying is that there is no reference to alcohol in his notes. That is not correct. There is a number of references which have led to the assumption that he is a drinker and a long rusher. The thing about his being in that rapid assessment unit is no one in there knew who he was. So they've just made this assumption that he's a really unwell Aboriginal drinker. There's not much we can do because he's probably just going to go back and drink again. I have spoken to the minister and I've said to the minister, you need to go and actually look at his notes before you make public comment about, you know, what my belief is. I'm not saying it is racial profiling. I'm saying it's either racial profiling or it's incompetence. He was not treated properly in the health system.
The Northern Territory authorities have ruled out an investigation. Will you take this further?
Absolutely. We've made a formal complaint to the patient advocate, and we'll take it as far as possible because this is not actually about Gurumul. This is about Aboriginal people from remote communities in particular coming into the system. Because if this can happen to Gurumul, it can happen to anyone. Coming into the system and being swallowed by the system and assumptions being made that are incorrect and decisions being made that are incorrect, and they have no advocate to go, wait a minute, how have you come to that conclusion?
I want to thank you for your time, and I really want to wish Gurumul a speedy recovery. His music, which I'm very happy we got a chance to play as well on RN Drive, is beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patricia. Bye-bye.
And that's Mark Gross. He's Gurumul's manager and the managing director of Skinny Fish Music in Darwin.